On June 15, 1880, Arthur Conan Doyle wrote a vivid sentence in his diary. He wrote, "The only difference in the weather is that the fog is thicker and the wind more utterly odious and depraved." Knowing as we do that he was the creator of Sherlock Holmes, we might imagine that Arthur Conan Doyle is referring there to the thick London fog drifting outside the windows on Baker Street. But this sentence was written years before the first Holmes novel. It describes a considerably harsher environment. The thick fog and depraved wind were in the Arctic, where he traveled as a 20-year-old. Arthur Conan Doyle's journals have now been published for the first time in a book called Dangerous Work, and one of the editors is John Lellenberg. He's on the line. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
What was Conan Doyle doing on the ship?
At the time, in 1880, he was a third-year medical student at Edinburgh University. And one of his classmates came to him and said, "I was supposed to go off for 7 months as a ship surgeon on an Arctic whaler, but I can't. Would you like to do it?" And being the kind of person he was, he did it.
And he was keeping this diary, which you have reproduced in color in the pages of this book, and the diary includes a variety of drawings as well as passages of writing.
I think there's 70 drawings in all, black and white, pen and ink sketches. In some cases, he went back later and with watercolors and went over them again.
And then it's not like this brilliant art, but it's very clear. It's very evocative art. You get a sense of being on a ship or being on an ice floe with a ship in view, and you are really, really out in the Arctic, far, far from anywhere.
He clearly saw that this experience was going to be a remarkable and important one for him. And he wanted to make the most of it and to have a permanent record in both words and art.
So they were hunting seals and also whaling, is that right?
That's correct.
Why don't we listen to some of Arthur Conan Doyle's diary? We have asked the Scottish mystery writer Alexander McCall Smith to read some passages from this diary. And here's one from April 3rd of 1880. We have a description of getting off of the boat to hunt seals by stepping from one chunk of ice to another.
"We picked the boats up soon and started packing. That's to say, all hands getting over the ship's side and jumping along from floating piece to piece, killing all they can see while the ship steams after and picks up the skins. It takes a lot of knack to know what ice will bear you and what not. I was ambitious to start, but in getting over the ship's side, I fell in between two pieces of ice and was hauled out by a boat hook."
Straightforward reporting there, but pretty vivid.
He fell in a number of times in his inexperience, enough that the captain nicknamed him the Great Northern Diver, actually a species of seabird. But it was very dangerous to do it, and the waters were freezing cold. If you didn't get hauled out immediately, you lasted about 3 minutes before hypothermia set in and killed you. And in some cases, the pieces of ice, if they came together, could basically cut a man in half.
Let's listen to another diary entry from Arthur Conan Doyle. This is from July 29, 1880, so considerably farther north than the last entry, and he writes the following.
"Came across a most extraordinary natural snow house, about 12 feet high, shaped like a beehive, with a door and a fine room inside in which I sat. Travelled a considerable distance and would have gone to the pole, but my matches ran short and I couldn't get a smoke."
We have a great deal of humor in these diary entries. And in the case of this snow house, it was just one of many things that he would never have expected or been able to predict.
Are you a fan of the Sherlock Holmes novels?
Immensely.
Well, when you start reading this diary all the way through, do you find passages, habits of writing, word choices, even characters that seem to carry over into Sherlock Holmes from this earlier time of his life?
One of the remarkable things about the diary is that although he's only turning 21 in the course of this voyage, you can already see very powerful storytelling capabilities emerging in the way he describes things. One episode in particular that basically had me falling out of my chair. It's now August of 1880. They stop at Lurik, the capital of the Shetland Islands, and he writes, "Lighthouse keeper came off with last week's Weekly Scotsman," which was the Edinburgh newspaper, "by which we learned of the defeat, the almost catastrophic defeat of a force of 3,000 British soldiers in Afghanistan at the Battle of Maiwand. And what struck me so hard about it is that 6 years later, when Conan Doyle was writing the first Sherlock Holmes story, that opens with his narrator, Dr. John H. Watson, an army surgeon, being nearly killed at that Battle of Maiwand.
And Dr. Watson's little memories of Afghanistan are sort of peppered through other novels as he goes on. It's part of his character.
It is. It's very much a physician who has had military experiences and some very severe ones as well.
There was a Sherlock Holmes story that was explicitly about being on shipboard.
Indeed. It was The Adventurer of Black Peter, and it's the murder that's being investigated is a old whaling captain who is found with a harpoon through his chest, pinning him to the wall like a butterfly to a card, Dr. Watson says.
You know, I've been flipping through this diary here that you have published in book form, and I hope this isn't a spoiler, but I'm looking at the very last entry from Wednesday, August 11th, 1880, and I just love the first sentence here. Dead calm and the sun awfully awful. Sense of humor about this guy.
Very much so. I remember there's one entry where he says, we had nothing to do and we did it. And another entry, he talks about spending the night with the crew, which is basically an evening of music, song, drinking. He says, gin and tobacco in the crew's berths. And the next entry starts, suffered for the gin and tobacco.
All right. He's reporting the facts.
He's a young man reporting what he's seen and hearing and experiencing in quite a remarkable way.
John Lellenberg is one of the editors of Dangerous Work, Diary of an Arctic Adventure, which is a publication of a diary of Arthur Conan Doyle. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
And we also heard the voice of author Alexander McCall Smith, who read passages from Conan Doyle's diary. You can read for yourself, see reproductions of that diary, and read descriptions of Conan Doyle's Arctic adventures at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.